Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast. March 25th was International Social Emotional Learning Day. The Alliance for a Healthier Generation has resources for teacher self-care, family social emotional skills, and classroom practices for students. Click the link to the right to view the resources.
With so many opportunities vying for attention, it's easy to forget the benefits of getting outside and reconnecting with nature. Increased energy, creativity, focus, immunity, happiness, and vitamin D are just some of the amazing benefits the great outdoors holds for us. Here are some fun ways to get outside this month and beyond. Find a new trail to explore using traillink.com. Go for a garbage pickup walk. Do an outdoor scavenger hunt or create your own. You could find a red bike, a squirrel, a yellow door, holiday lights, etc. You could lie on the grass or snow and look at the clouds, or play a yard game. Who cares what temperature it is? Snow can make for added obstacles. And finally, you can just be in nature. Find a quiet spot, sit, and just be still. Take it all in. What do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you feel? Enjoy the spring weather this month. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
As long as there is email, there will be occasional hurtful messages. We know words can cause pain, and your feelings matter. While we cannot stop these emails from arriving in your inbox, there are some things we believe can help save you time, stress, and heartache. This month, we've combined our suggested steps with a musical playlist. We know email is a challenging way to communicate, and the truth is, we could all use a little help. Next time you get an email that hurts, we invite you to follow these steps. Number one, just breathe. Faith Hill was right after all. Inhale, exhale. Number two, walking away. Take Jason Aldean's advice. Walk away from the keyboard. Number three, don't. Unless you're in danger or being harassed, Ed Sheeran suggests don't share, don't forward, don't stoop. Number four, sweet dreams. Annie Lennox recommends to simply sleep on it. Number five, hello. If you're comfortable, Adele encourages us to pick up the phone and say, hello, it's me. Number six, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. While not for everyone, Kelly Clarkson speaks to me. You will make it through this hard time too. Number seven, please forgive me. Do a self-check and accept any responsibility. That's what Bryan Adams would do. Number eight, let it go. Finally, I can be grateful for that Frozen song. Take good care this month and know that oftentimes a rude comment or email actually has nothing to do with you.
Did you know watching birds has been proven to lower levels of depression, anxiety, and stress? Not only does pausing, sitting with, and being present in nature feel good, it's proven to bring a sense of calm and renewal that benefits our psychological well-being. This spring, if you are looking for a mental wellness pick-me-up, we invite you to give bird feeding a try. The truth is, I don't feed the birds because they need me. I feed the birds because I need them. Here are a few suggestions and tips to get you started. Purchase an open tray feeder at your local store or online. Open feeders are a simple and easy option and will attract a decent variety of birds. Once you begin to build a small bird community, you can upgrade to an assortment of feeders. Black oil sunflower seeds are the most popular bird seed and a great place to start. Note, you also get what you pay for, so it is best practice to buy quality food for the health and well-being of your feathered friends. Lastly, store your seed in a clean, cool, and dry container. Try to position your feeders a few feet from a bush or a tree. However, if your only option is a feeder that attaches to your deck railing or a window, that works too. Backyard bird feeding has health benefits for you and your new bird friends. Not only will feeders make your outdoor space more delightful, but also a more nurturing space for birds. Sometimes it's the little things that take up the most space in our hearts. If you are struggling to get focused, a great place to start is with a properly written to-do list. However, it's more than just jotting down everything you have to do onto a sheet of paper and checking a box as you complete each task. Here's a few tips to get you started. Pick your medium. We invite you to handwrite your list. Research suggests that writing out your list will actually result in tackling more. And don't be afraid to get creative. Draw, doodle, and use a variety of colors. The more fun your to-do list looks, the happier your brain will be. Reframe your list. Consider adding a short note after each item about why it's on your list. Define the value, what it means, and why it matters to have this task complete. Divide your list into two columns, your high-value MITs, or most important tasks, and low-value IOCs, your icing on the cake. Keep your most pressing and important task first, and anything else you get to cross off is like the cherry on top. Practice the let's be honest approach. The truth is, long and overwhelming lists can be uber unmotivated. Instead, create a list of things your gut is telling you you will actually do. When you create a let's be honest list, your approach shifts, and instead of planning what you hope to accomplish, you create a better and more realistic plan. Of course, a healthy to-do list wouldn't be complete if it didn't include self-care reminders. So, add morning stretches, midday move-it breaks, and don't forget to jot down a visit to a water hydration station. Creating an efficient to-do list that you will stick to can be life-changing. And if lists have never been your jam, ask yourself this: am I struggling to make sense of my goals, or could I use a little help focusing, prioritizing, and saving time and energy? If the answer to any of these is yes, then this challenge might be worth a shot.
Applying the tea times to students. Here's how to apply the articles to students. The great outdoors. There are many ways to bring more nature into the classroom. With Earth Day just around the corner, there are tons of lessons online that you can find to suit your specific needs. We're also always fans of student walk and talks outside focused on a specific topic. And we also love getting outside and picking up litter around the school property. For 50 plus more tips, take a look at the article linked on the right. From the Hurtful Emails article. Whether it's a hurtful email or hurtful words said in class to another student, these tips can help your students work through their feelings. You can even add fun and movement to the lesson by playing the chorus from each song on the playlist and talking through each step, modified for the age level that you're working with. From the To-Do List article. These are great tips when it comes to project management. Next time your students are working on a project, talk about their plans and action steps, especially having them identify what things they have to get done, and getting each of those done first can help students keep on track and teach them better time management. And by encouraging healthy breaks, they'll also be more productive on their tasks.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.